Mutual News. Day two of the pilot strike against Northwest Airlines. Company spokeswoman Marta Loughlin says as the strike goes on, passengers will suffer.
As we fill up those seats that other airlines are offering us and don't have opportunities to put people on airplanes anywhere in the system, that's where we're going to run into a problem with people not getting to where they need to go.
Many Northwest pilots have been flown back to their home bases courtesy of the airline. Talks are said to be making progress in the union dispute with U.S. West Telephone.
The company and the union are working on issues such as overtime and also pay for performance. So they're focusing on those issues as well as some others.
Spokesman Craig Biggie says customers are still having problems with some company services. Country singer Johnny Rodriguez was big in the 70s and early 80s, but now he's in a Texas jail, charged with murdering who he thought was a burglar. The man turned out to be an acquaintance. I'm Sean Hall.
I'm 48 years old, and I still run
out of protection all day long.
AAA is trying to do something about road rage. It's produced a video that examines why we get miffed at fellow drivers and suggests ways to fight the urge to express ourselves at 65 miles an hour. Martha's Vineyard is just a memory for President Clinton, who heads back to Washington later this morning.
After ending his vacation, the president leaves for a summit in Moscow, a risky trip to a country in the middle of an intensifying financial crisis. Critics say the meeting will showcase two weakened leaders trying to hold on to their power.
Correspondent Carol Zimmer with the president. Home run leader Mark McGwire may have shot himself in the foot while chasing Roger Maris's record. He struck out against the Braves yesterday and then was thrown out of the game after giving the umpire a piece of his mind. McGwire had to be restrained as he left the field. Butterfield Foods is recalling its beef and onion dip and beef and onion cheese ball mix. Test results indicate some of the product may be contaminated with the sometimes fatal bacteria called Listeria. Butterfield products are sold mostly in the Midwest. Some animal rights activists are facing charges after staging a unique demonstration outside a Neiman Marcus store in San Francisco. Those protesters locked themselves in large oil drums and vowed not to leave until the store promised to stop selling furs. Five of the demonstrators, adults, were charged with felonies. This newscast marks a sad moment in the lives of many people. It is the last hourly show produced by this network's Washington News Center. Starting next hour, most if not all newscasts will come from New York City. As a listener, you won't notice any difference. But for those of us who spend a lot of time here, sometimes entire careers, it is truly the loss of a loved one. If someone ever decides to write a book about working here, it goes without saying they'll have volumes of memories to work with. With news, I'm Sean Hall.